Let's look at the Gemara. So the Gemara is Sukkah Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. So remember, the Mishnah says Chamsa Meru Mitzolsa Psula. What Chamasa? Right. Yeshiva is just Chamsa. What does that mean? Well, what does it mean that there's more? If it's more sun than shade, the Sukkah is Pasul. Okay. I'm using that term very loosely, by the way. The Sukkah is Pasul if there's more sun than shade. I assume everyone knows that, right? Like in your Schach, right? We look up at the Schach, right? Everyone know that. So when we say Chamsa Meruba Mitzolsa, we mean more sun. What am I saying? Tanur Bana.
Chamsa machma sichos, below machma stefanos. So when it talks about the sunlight, it's only going by the roof, but not when it comes to the walls. Viyosh omer af machma stefanos, even the walls.
Okay, so we have a machlokas. What's the machlokas? Factually, what's the machlokas?
Whether you need more shade than sun only by the roof or also by the walls.
Okay, is that clear? Anyone having a hard time understanding that? No, pretty simple.
The
reason the Gemara offers, by the way, you're gonna have to is actually one of these situations where you need to incorporate that into your svara, because the Gemara said, you'll see, because the Gemara says Amar Rav Yemar, you can't ignore it. Amar Rav Yemar bar Shlame Mishmei Dabaye.
My time at Rav Yoshia, Tchsev V'Sachach Al Ha'arav V'Sachta.
No, V'Sakota or V'Sakosa.
So they I don't know how to translate that.
Well, it says they covered the Aron with the Parochas.
Right.
But that's not true. They didn't cover the Aron with the Parochas.
Right.
Because in the Beis HaMikdash, right, the Parochas is the curtain that separates the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kodashim. So we can't say that the curtain covered it. It didn't actually cover it. So, but Parochas Mechitza, right? Nonetheless. So therefore, Alma... Okay, that's a very interesting idea. So the parochas, which is not physically, not giving any away, it's not physically covering the aron, nonetheless, it's considered as if it's a covering, right? Meaning that you would think the parochas is simply a machitza. It's like a divider. I don't know about that. Oh, you mean symbolically? No, it's not symbolically covering. It's expressing a different idea, okay? You'll see, I think, okay? So, again... So that has to be incorporated into the svar. I mean, what's the basis for Rav Yoshia saying the walls are included? Because he's saying you see that in the mikdash, right, in the base of mikdash, you had the parochas, and the parochas, which if you were the observer, looks like a divider, right? It's like a wall. No, it was covering the aron, but it's not covering the aron, right? It's not. It didn't actually go on the aron itself. In fact, not important to define it, but according to Rav Yoshia, so he doesn't just limit it to tzalsa meruba chamsa. He would hold that all the requirements that we see by schach would apply to the walls as well. So give me like another example. Let's even have the pasuk, okay? So the most obvious way to set up this machlokas would be to say what? If you don't have the pasuk, how would you set up? What would the first step you would take is? In other words, that's why I'm so shocked you guys went with schach. Well, if you're telling me the walls and the schach are the same, so then halacha comes along and does what? It creates a whole new chetza called sukkah, right? It's a whole new chetza, right? Whereas the rabbana will come along and say, no. What is halacha doing? It's taking my hut and modifying it, right? And that's why the walls will not be subject to the same halachas as the roof. But what does it mean to say, what do you mean it's a new chetza, right? You can't just say that. So I think what you were saying is correct. See, what a mechitza normally does is I have a large room, right? And what does a divider do? It makes one large room into two small. Fine, okay. It makes it into two smaller rooms, right? It takes the largeness and makes it two rooms. That's normally what a divider does. But that's not what's happening by the parochas, right? The parochas, the word sichuk means to enclose, okay? The parochas is, like I think you were saying, Moshe, I think you were saying it also, like, not just keeping, when you say you're keeping it out, it means that you're not dividing the room in half, you're enclosing the aron. You're keeping it away, right? So what is sukkah, when you say the makom, what I would say is that the idea of sukkah, the chetza sukkah must be one that creates an enclosed space. So that's why every feature of it must have, it's also, ruma chamsa. The space must be defined as one that's enclosed. Just the same way, that's what the parochas is doing. The parochas, in a sense, it's protecting the aron. It's enclosing the aron. The aron now is no longer available to the outside world. That's the idea that he's saying should apply to the sukkah as well.
Is enclosed really the best?
Excellent. That Yoshi would hold, you need four walls. Yes. Fascinating, right? Yeah. And it gets even more crazy, by the way, because what are you about good asik? You know what I mean? Like, what would he say about? Fascinating question. That idea of looking at the defunos and the schach is the same, right? Which means now they're what do you call it? It's one entity or a chepsa. That's the chepsa. That's one extreme. Okay? Say it again. That's one extreme. Rav Yosha is going to say there's no distinction between walls and schach. You must create an enclosed space, okay? Now, Rabbanan, this is where things get interesting. Rabbanan leave us with this, that we know there are walls, and we know that schach, like you guys are saying, everyone's saying here that schach is the essence. And we know from Rav Chaim that's going to be the case. I mean, the Gemara basically says so. The Gemara is going to come out from this that what's the essence of the sukkah, the schach? But it leads to a very interesting problem, okay? Very interesting problem. So now, let's do the Rav Chaim. Go.
So the trees of the sukkah are asur all 8 days of the chag, whether it's the walls or the roof. In niusin mehen l'davar acher kol shmonos yamim ad kam b'shana.
Okay.
You can't use them for something else all 8 days.
Okay, so it's simple. So the Rambam says, right, that when sukkah starts, all right, when sukkah starts, so now my roof, my schach, and my walls cannot be used for anything else. All right, so I can't take off a piece of, I can't take off a palm branch and use it as a weapon hit Weiss with, and I can't take off what do you call it, a piece of wood from the wall or whatever you use for your wall and use it for something else. Right now, if you stopped right now, knowing what we did in the Gemara, it sounds like the Rambam would say what?
He's passing like
Rav Yosha. Yeah. It would seem that way on the surface, right? But we know that can't be, because, I mean, theoretically it could be, but I'm saying we know he's not going to, it ends up we pass like Rabbana. But does everyone understand that? If the Rambam says Atse Sukkah, that the components, let's say, of the Sukkah are prohibited all the entire Sukkahs, and he's not differentiating between the walls and the Schach, that sounds a lot like Rav Yoshia.
Right.
Right? Does everyone understand that? So you could, if you stopped right now, you'd walk out of here thinking, okay, the Rambam passes like Rav Yoshia and holds the sukkah as its own unique chapsa.
Why do we have common to sukkah chapsa of Zel Shana? Behind that Syria Ate sukkah, Hainu Dafka Schach, Ava Ate, Defano Samishri Sharu.
Okay, now recall we did this Gemara in Beitza. Recall, the Gemara, it's in sukkah too, but the Gemara says Ate sukkah, right, are usher, right, the entire chag. Why? Let's just do the first shita. Because chag hasukkah is Tasel Hashem, right? So is that clear? When the Gemara brings down Atse Sukkah, or Usser, all of Sukkahs, and quotes the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos, you make Sukkahs for God. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Right? Everyone understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what? Yeah, the Sukkah is dedicated for God Bilus. God owns it.
Yeah, what if
not that he really owns it, but anyway. Go on.
Whatever,
that's
fine.
Yeah.
That's
a separate question. Okay.
That's all I heard.
So, Ava Atzei, the Funos, Mishusharu. Right? So, when the Gemara says Atzei Sukkah, Asur Kol Shiva, it's only referring to the pieces of the Schach. It's not referring to the walls. The walls, of course, I could take a piece of the wall out and use it to hit Weiss in the head with it. That shouldn't be a problem, right?
This is the rush, right?
The whole, yeah.
Yakev.
Okay. Udaloka Ramam.
Zelishono, Shakasav Atse Zal, sorry. Shakasav Atse Sukha Asuran Kol Shiva Simechag, Bain Atse Defanos, Bain Atse Schach.
Right. So the Rush says that Schach, right, is different than walls, right? I mean, that's what the Gemara says. The Rabbanan Paskin that Salsam, Rum, Mechamsa, etc., all those qualities apply to Schach alone, which means that Schach is separate from the walls, right? So the Rush is saying, so just like you have all these halachas that are unique to the Schach, right? Implying that Schach is the essential part of the Sukkah, right? So why would you ever apply to the walls any quality of an Isser Hana? Or any Isser whatsoever? The walls are a different thing on the Gamre. So he says, how could the Rambam hold, why would the Rambam ever hold that, what do you call it, that the walls would be a problem of Hana? Why should that be the case? No, one second. Let's first understand the Rush's position first. Like, let's just understand the Rush. There's, can you, a very surface analysis of the Rush's position. How's the Rush looking at the relationship of the Schach to the Tfanos, or the Tfanos to Schach? Okay, but there's more than that, though. In other words, remember.
It's like a Hechsher.
What? Okay, but you got to be careful. You're right, it's a Hechsher. But in other words, the Rush has to walk out of this saying that there's no halachic status to the walls at all. But one second, we know that can't be 100% true. Because the walls themselves, exactly, there are halachas by the walls. But he's saying the walls themselves don't have any status of mitzvah, right? So on the most basic level, if you start them. Okay, but it is a Hechsher, right? But there are Hechsheri mitzvah, right, that have status of them. That can have status in them.
Like this one.
But in the simplest formulation, what are the walls there for, right? Just, Schach's got to go on something, right? Rav Chaim is using the rush as a foil, okay? He's saying, so now, and I'm going to argue we have two extremes right now. We have Rav Yoshia's extreme, which is that...
everything's wrong.
Which means that it's a chefsa, like the sukkah is its own chefsa. We have another extreme, which is, let's say, the rush's way of learning Rabbanan, which is that the schach and the walls have no status, so to speak. Okay, I'm keeping that very vague for a reason. That's what I mean. Oh, sorry, the walls, yeah. I'm keeping it very vague. I don't know what that means yet, but the walls are like, there's of course, you can use them for whatever you want. Okay, now comes Rav Chaim. Benir Lomar. Translate.
So it's good. If we're going to make the din on the etzem of the sukkah, then for sure...
if we're going to go ahead and understand and come to rule on the sukkah as what it is,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
The sukkah itself, right, what a sukkah actually is...
For sure, the schach is considered the ikar sukkah.
Right.
Kedisa b'sukkah, dav zayin amud beis, ayin sham, depligi b'zeh, yoshia v'rabanan, im defanas ichlelu b'hadei schach im lo.
Right. So there's a machlokus, which we just did, is that are the walls considered part of the schach or not? Now, in our understanding of that, what ends up happening? If they're part of the schach, then what happens? They have a chefsa. I have this new chefsa shal mitzvah called sukkah, right? But if they're not, what I do?
No, when I suggested,
according to him, he holds the walls aren't the schach.
Right. I mean the Rabbanan.
Yes.
Okay.
The gam of chamsim meruba machmas stefanos kshera.
Right.
Also, if there's more sun by the walls, it's kosher. Mishum tzolchal who didn't sukkah.
Well, does everyone understand that? So the din sukkah does not apply to the walls.
Right.
So if you ask me, what is the din sukkah? Schach. When I go, it's schach. Schach is sukkah. Walls are something else. Okay? So clearly he's obviously holding like the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Go on. Right. So it's only through the schach itself that I can say it is an actual sukkah. No schach, no idea of sukkah whatsoever. Right. So what does that mean? So therefore, everything that Gemara is talking about like salsa merubah v'chamsa, is talking about things that apply to the essential sukkah, which is the schach.
Right.
There he is. Because that is the... which means? Right. Okay. So if you stop right now and I ask you, what is a sukkah? You'd say? Schach. Good. Okay? Okay.
That's according to the Rabbanan.
That's according to the Rambam's. No one argues. Yeah, in the rush. No one disagrees with this, right? Now comes this Chiddush. So this does not apply to the walls, okay? Okay, so again, this is Rav Chaim really doubling down. He's going to say the walls are not, right, part of the sukkah. Now, let him talk. What?
Fine, whatever.
That's what it means.
Yeah, right, right.
Let him talk, because you'll see, it sounds insane. But he's saying the walls are not part of the sukkah. Rather, Masha'inkin.
It's only that you need that the Ati sukkah and Arasarin.
No. Masha'inkin, but that's not, when the Rambam says, or the Gemara says, Atze sukkah or Asar.
It's not talking about the essence of sukkah.
Correct, it's not talking about the essence of sukkah. It's talking about something else.
Right.
What's it talking about? Okay.
So we learn from the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos. So the Rambam's holding it, talking about the ein zeh tolei be'etzem ha'sukkah. It's not talking about the etzem ha'sukkah.
Okay, slow now. So step one. When it says chag ha'sukkos ha'aseh l'cha, we can learn out what applies to walls. Even though it's really odd, but even though the Torah says chag ha'sukkos ha'aseh l'cha, in the Gemara's learning out, which is atzei sukkah, from that pasuk, the atzei sukkah asar, that's not talking about the essence sukkah. It's not talking about the schach. Okay? So what is this then? It says, rather, it's what? It comes from the Gzeres HaKasav that you can't benefit, right, from the sukkah. What does that mean? Keep going. No, the din zenemar.
That's on the mitzvah sukkah. The whole the mekayim abe mitzvah sukkah, asal lehanos mimena. So anything that you're mekayim with it, the mitzvah of sukkah, it's asher to have on offer.
Right. Everyone understand that? So again, anything that I need to, to go ahead and fulfill my mitzvah of sukkah, so automatically an isser hana, right, will attach itself to it.
Right.
Okay.
The
keep going.
Mitzvah sheba shehu she'aser lehenos mimena.
What does that mean? What does that mean? The din mitzvah sheba, right, and this idea of it being a mitzvah, right, this idea is the fact that she'aser lehenos mimena, right. In other words, the fact that what I don't again, this is very difficult to know what he means.
Mitzvah now precedes the fact that it's a mitzvah.
Well, we know in general there's a general principle by mitzvahs of getting hana from mitzvahs. The din mitzvah shaba, the idea of it being a mitzvah in it, so to speak, or its idea of it, she'osul hana semana. You can't get benefit from it.
You saying that's like the essence of the mitzvah?
I don't know.
Is that mitzvah itself?
Yeah. Right. That's what you guys need to answer. Keep going. Let's just finish it. And then you guys
can. Kevan dialfinon gam ledefanos mikra debesukash sukos.
So what do we know? We know that since we learned from the pasuk, right, that includes walls, without walls,
not kosher.
Right, without walls, not kosher. That sounds a lot like it's not a heksher anymore. It's not a heksher.
What heksher you need without it, you don't have it.
Go on.
Ubelo defano. Sorry, I read that right. Ubelo defano slo mis kosher.
Right. Imkain.
Mamela degam defanos ichlu mitzvas asuga. So naturally, I guess, automatically, that also by the walls is included in the mitzvah of sukkah.
Right. So again, the walls are not included in the etzem sukkah. They're not included in the essence sukkah, but they are included in the mitzvah sukkah. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a word game. What is it? What's the difference? Because what's the difference between saying etzem sukkah, which sounds like the mitzvah, which is the mitzvah?
No.
It's not.
Oh, it's not.
It's not the mitzvah.
No.
Okay. There's no mitzvah to have a sukkah.
Of course, there's mitzvah to have a sukkah.
Oh, okay. And what's a sukkah?
A sukkah is the roof.
Okay, so that's the sukkah. So the mitzvah is attached to that. So what does this mean?
So you need it.
Sure. Go on.
Okay. It depends how you define it.
I agree.
But Afagav, the in who loves Shema Sukkah,
so he's consistent. Right, so shame, no, meaning shame sukkah, meaning there's no idea, right, there's no idea of shame sukkah attached to the walls.
Right.
Go on. But that's how the mitzvah is done.
Right.
This is the key line. This is a very important line. Do the shame sukkah?
Right, because the shame sukkah on the enclosure is also by the wall.
Has to include the walls as well. Okay, good. The Rush and the Rambam are getting into the relationship of the defanos, so to speak, to the sukkah, I guess, without giving it away. Yeah. I don't appreciate what Ruchaim's trying to do. He's threading this very narrow line. What he wants to say is there's some status to the walls, but they're not a chefsa shal mitzvah, because a chefsa shal mitzvah is what? The schach. So what is this? It's an intriguing possibility. So one possibility is you could say, what's Ruchaim trying to say? Again, this is including a variable he doesn't mention, is that, well, the mitzvah of sukkah, what is the mitzvah of sukkah? It's to live in it, right? So you need the components, right, the structural components of the sukkah to do your ma'isadira, right? But that's not the essence of what, that's not the makom dira. The makom dira is defined by the schach. But your acts of living require these components, something like that, right? Okay, good. So that's why I'm saying you skip the steps. Let's take a step back. The step back is that an isser hana implies what? In general in halacha, what does an isser hana mean? What? There's a designation. Well, that's only the mitzvah, by the way. You can just turn off on the Avodah Zarah. I'm saying there's a designation. Designation. We've been doing huksah all along. There's a designation here. I mean, it's because there's a designation of the mitzvah, that's why the Isra Hanah would emerge. Okay? All right. So you could go down Eli's road. It's an intriguing road. All right? That's one way you can go. What else could you say? What he's saying is, Eli's talking about, he's reading into mitzvah sukkah beyond the simple reading of the Gemara. He's reading mitzvah sukkah to mean, well, what mitzvah sukkah are we talking about? What's the translation of the mitzvah sukkah into action? Living there.
Only
schach
has a
certain amount. No. In other words, the structure has a designation of bringing about a certain objective, right? Which is to live in there. So you need a structure to live in there. But the makom dira is defined. It's just, that's the part that's...
No, I mean,
but the makom dira is defined by the schach. I think if you go down that road, what you're saying is as follows. In other words, the essence of a sukkah is a schach. But it's an intriguing problem. Well, because a schach qua schach is what? And it's in the abstract, it's nothing.
Right. They need walls to be able to be schach.
The walls, in a sense, are transforming the schach from like sort of like an abstract theoretical idea to giving it a halachic expression. The halachic expression of schach can't take place. That's why I was picking on you about heksher. That's right. Stronger than a heksher. In other words, the walls are critical, because what do the walls do?
They
allow for the schach that normally the schach is a beautiful, wonderful platonic form. You know what I mean? Right. But it needs
it can't be anything.
Exactly, can't be anything about the walls. So the walls are there. So in a sense,
part of the mitzvah.
You say that.
Yes, because no, in fact, no, that's no, 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 no. That's why they have no. Listen. That's why they're huksa lemitzvah. Because right. In a sense, every second of the chag, what are the walls doing?
Allowing the sukkah to be.
Exactly. Allowing for the sukkah to exist. That's why there's an Isra Hana. That's why it's a hook to the mitzvah. Because, and that's why you should, that's a Kodur Chaim, that's how you should see it. You should see, in a sense, the walls are like powering the schach.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a very.
Why do you need walls?
Now the burden is on the rush now, right? So what, because why does the rush even need, like, what do you call it? How does he look at the walls? Like, why not just say four poles?
What is he saying?
He doesn't really play his hand. He just says that there's no Isra Hana by the walls, which means they're not huksel the mitzvah, which means he doesn't agree with the idea that the walls are there to generate the reality of the schach, so to speak. So what does he hold the sukkah is? Excellent. So the Rosh is going to say, what? I did?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, but I know, but I can flesh that out a little bit. In other words, Vader's saying, according to the Rosh, we need to have a pre-existing structure that we're now modifying. Now, you guys should remember this from last year. That sounds a lot like what?
There were a lot of things like that.
Bingo. Okay,
because
I love tzitzis. Yeah, it's a good one. It works in a lot of areas. So you remember by what is tzitzis? Don't think of what we wear today, because that's in a sense thing. The Gemara says, but what's the minimum shear of a garment? Now that's not an abstract halachic idea. As we know what shirts are prior to the Torah coming along, we just need like a minimum. We have to have a threshold of saying this is no longer a shirt, right? Same thing by huts, right? Same thing by hut. A hut. The minimum requirement of a hut is, let's say, two walls and a tabak. So we can argue why that's the case. I don't care. But that's not that's not an abstract halakhic idea. That's saying, normally speaking, we know what temporary dwellings are. So you have to have a body.
What hut is.
And modify it. Right. Bingo. And modify it. So why would there be a hook solemnist on the walls?
Right.
So what is hut?
The Rambam's saying that the walls, in a sense, bring the reality of schach to the world. In other words, it takes the schach and gives it its... No, it's true. Like, schach is a great idea in the abstract. It's like floating out
but
there.
But they can't exist.
Exactly, can't exist. Right? So that's a very unique type of relationship. So when you see the Defanos are, in a sense, generating the reality of schach. Whereas according to the Rush, it's no. The Rush says, what's the mitzvah sukkah? I take a regular temporary dwelling.
And
right? And then we modify it. We modify it by this special thing called schach. Like tzitzis. Tzitzis is a modification of the beged. Sukkah works the same way. Okay? That's my focus.